fresh from a Tony Award-winning revival on Broadway. Dorset Theater Festival presents playwright Lainey Robertson's vivid look into the life and times of jazz great Billie Holiday, Lady Day, at Emerson's Bar and Grill. The time is 1959. The place is a seedy bar in South Philadelphia. The audience is about to witness one of Billie Holiday's last performances, given 4 months before her death. More than a dozen musical numbers, including her signature tunes, What a Moonlight Can Do, God Bless the Child, Strange Fruit, and others, are interlaced with salty, often humorous stories and reminiscences, there we go, thank you, revealing a riveting portrait of the lady and her music. Returning to Dorset Theater Festival after her powerhouse performance in last season's play, Intimate Apparel, actress and singer Miranda Anderson plays Billie Holiday, and we welcome her to the program this morning. Thank you very much
Hello.
For being with us.
Yes,
a delight to have you here. And making his debut at the theater, musical director and actor Kenny Green plays Jimmy, Lady Day's piano player. And Kenny, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Very nice to have you on the program. Was there any talk last season when you were in Intimate Apparel that this was a possibility?
No.
Okay.
I had no idea that I would be coming back to Vermont and let alone playing this role.
So I would assume that it is, while a very cool role and very neat, that there are things about it that are not only challenging but sort of monumental, if you will.
Absolutely, absolutely. This play is a monster, beast, if you will, if you will, because of it, just the complexities of just the text, where she goes. You know, it's from. She's in a state of high, and then she's drunk, and then she's high again. And just the actual storytelling of it all is really probably the biggest challenge.
And is it intimidating just because it is Billie Holiday?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's also, as an actor, you have to kind of let that go because the pressure of being this icon will, you know, you'll just... the pressure will be too much for you.
And I think it's worth mentioning, just because when we talk about intimidation, because not only is it Billie Holiday, but the last person who did this on Broadway was Audra McDonald.
Yes.
So there's that, so there's that as well.
Absolutely. There's that amazing Audra, who I did not get to see the show, but I know there's also was the HBO.
Yes.
So with all of that, I was definitely like, oh, God. What am I doing? You know, it's scary, but you just have to like, well, you know, here I am.
So,
show up.
In the meantime, since you've been in the run, the playwright has come in and seen it. So, what was that experience like?
It was amazing. I found out that right before the show, probably 10
oh,
minutes
nice.
Before the show.
They could have waited, couldn't they? Maybe to later.
Well, we were having a talk back. So,
oh, okay.
The director felt like she probably should let me
All
know
right.
instead of being surprised after the show, walking out on stage to see the playwright. But it was really great. You know, it's not a lot of times that you really get to meet the playwright. There are only a few times you get to do that. And especially a show that's been established like this and has been running for years, for him to come and, you know, genuinely love the show was just, it was an honor. It's an honor to have him there.
Kenny Green, how did you get involved in all of this?
That's a very good question. To this day, I'm not really sure. I had done the show before and I got an email from my agent and said, There are people looking for you to do the role of Jimmy again, and I actually had to Google search the theater because I'd never been up here before in Vermont,
and so
that's how I got roped in, and I'm loving every second.
What is it about this character? Because you're sort of the calm in the storm, right?
He's sort of the calm in the storm. He's been played many different ways, and I personally. I like Jimmy to be more involved. He really only has 14 lines in the show, but he is on stage the entire time.
Yeah.
And there's been different incarnations. Normally there's a three-piece trio. I've done it before with just an upright bass and myself. So I have the guys in the band sort of to hang out with.
Uh-huh.
And this incarnation, it's just me on the piano and Billie. So that connection between the two of us was much more important to me that he takes the journey with her. Instead of just being the piano player.
So you have there's the acting part of this. There are the lines. There is the character that you're playing. But then there is also the music of directing the music and making sure.
There is that, and I don't know. Well, for me, the actor in me, it's important that the songs help elevate whatever story she's telling, which they do. It's not just she tells a story. Now we're gonna sing a song. The songs. Lainey did a really good job of choosing the stories or having the stories come to him as he explains it and then picking the songs that will tell it to highlight those stories. So he says that he listened to music for like months at a time, just all of Billie Holiday's songs. And then all of a sudden the story came to him. Mm-hmm. So that the songs are important to the text.
Marinda, when you were at that talkback with Lainey, and you're just sitting there listening, going, "Oh, well, that's something interesting I hadn't thought of."
Yeah, absolutely. There were things. Kenny brought in some good information because he had met Lainey before. So there were a couple of things that I did find out through Lainey. One story, which was very interesting, is that a friend of Lainey's had seen Billy in a nightclub with only 7 people in the audience. And I think she was like, "Hi," and it was kind of a sad moment. And I think that stuck with him, and that it was kind of the catalyst for him writing, which was very, very interesting to learn. Just how he wrote the play, and he wrote it in 3 days. Mm-hmm. And he said it just came to me, and he wrote it out, and just the importance of the music with the play. Is also, you know, a lot of times you want to think of them separately and you approach them separately, but in this they're very intertwined, very much so, which is beautiful writing on his part.
How much are you looking to embody her versus doing an impression, which obviously is not what you want, but also very hard to do?
Yes, I try my best to get the essence of her. I've watched a lot of video footage of her, listened to a lot of recordings, a lot of her just speaking. So I try to, you know, vocally get as close as I can. And also, you know, with my movements. And then you have to, you know, work on those things, and then you kind of have to let them go. And you kind of just have to do the work. And somewhere in between the two, you know, you get a show. you just kind of, you know, it happens.
When you're all done, you wind up with a show.
You wind up with a show.
Sure.
But yeah, I didn't want to, because no matter how I try, my voice is not going to sound like Billie Holiday. And I am not Billie Holiday, but I definitely, you know, try my best to get the essence of her, the vibrato, the tonality of her songs and her music and her voice. So,
is it a fun show to do?
Now it is. Honestly, you know, at first it was very stressful.
Okay.
Not gonna lie. But it is now. It is a joy to do the show. And I thought...
Because it is heavy, too. I mean,
it's very heavy.
Yeah.
It's very heavy. But when you have a really great audience who's with you and responding, it's you know, this is why you do theater. This is
sure.
why you're an actor. But yeah, the material is very heavy. But again, with Lainey's writing... I feel like at the end of the play, it resolves in such a way I'm able to, as an actor, fully express everything that I need. So it's nothing I carry with me during the day or, right. you know, I'm able to walk on the stage. The show does the job. It's right. all there. And you let it go. And
I
leave.
Think it's also important that even though there are very sad, not sad, but mm-hmm. but there are intense moments, it's important not to forget that even though Billie Holiday was in that state, she lived her life on her terms how she wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So even though she was sad and depressed at some times, her escape was what she wanted. And mm-hmm. so there's something to be celebrated in that. And I think
exactly.
I think Lainey did it in the play.
Yes, absolutely.
Nicely. And what we're left with is this beautiful music.
Absolutely.
It will forever be with us.
Yes.
Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill runs through September 3rd at the Dorset Theater Festival in Dorset, Vermont. You can find out more information by going to dorsettheaterfestival.org, dorsettheaterfestival.org. Marinda Anderson plays Billie Holiday, Kenny Green plays Jimmy, and Marinda and Kenny, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Wonderful
you.
Remainder of the run.
Thank you
for
so
sharing
much.
With us. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.